بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل سلامة من الناس عليه صدقة، كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس تعدل بين الاثنين صدقة، وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة، الكلمة الطيبة صدقة، وبكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة، وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة. متفق عليه. ورواه مسلم أيضا من رواية عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنه خلق كل إنسان من بني آدم على 60 و300 مفصل، فمن كبر الله وحمد الله وهلل الله وسبح الله واستغفر الله وعزل حجرا عن طريق الناس أو شوكة أو عظما عن طريق الناس وأمرا بمعروف ونهيا عن منكر عدد 60 و300 فإنه يمسي يومئذ وقد زحزح نفسه عن النار، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates: Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, before translating this hadith, a hadith of this nature, it's important for us to understand the subject matter, what is the actual reference to. There is an inherent and a basic weakness that is found in insan, in human being. And that is that we fail to appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. And Allah ta'ala in the Quran complains about this. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ الشُّكْرَى وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah ta'ala says, practically demonstrate your shukr and your gratitude. And then Quran's decision, and obviously it will remain like this till Qiyamah. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Allah ta'ala says, very few people will be grateful. وَأَتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ. Allah ta'ala says, we gave you everything you asked for. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count Allah's favors upon you, you won't be able to do so. And then Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Verily this human being is oppressive and he is very, very ungrateful. Gratitude, as we have mentioned previously, one is verbal shukr, one is to acknowledge Allah's favor upon us. Thereafter is to utilize that ni'mat and bounty in a manner which is in keeping. Allah ta'ala gave you eyes, why did Allah give you eyes? For what? Allah gave us ears for what? Hands for what? Feet for what? So that these ni'mats, so that these bounties are utilized to earn the pleasure of Allah. This is how we show our gratitude. This is how we show our thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the light of that, we find many, many ahadith wherein we are encouraged. Unfortunately, many of us don't even acknowledge Allah's favors. We don't even realize. Sometimes we see others that are deprived of a ni'mat, then to some extent, some level of acknowledgement. More often than not, we look at others and we see that they've got more than us. And we are constantly in a state, look at that one, and how little I have. And then when some calamity, some problem starts, or some difficulty, or some test comes, straight away, especially our women folk, we notice, time of janaza or some loss, straight away we start complaining. We have to focus over how much Allah has given us. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam beautifully in this hadith, Abu Huraira says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every joint in the body of a person, every day that the sun rises, every joint in the body of a person, every day that the sun rises, there is a sadaqah and charity that is compulsory upon him to pay back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, every day that the sun rises, start thinking, you got up this morning, how many ni'mats of Allah, how many favors of Allah you were able to. Just yesterday, somebody phoned me and he said that, listen, Maulana, I want to come and see you. So I said, no problem, I'll give you a time. And then, but I didn't give it much attention. I said, I'll phone him later and give him some time. And then he sent me a lengthy message. And what was his message? That, listen, Maulana, I'm blind. I'll need somebody to bring me to you. So please give me a time that is appropriate for me to meet you. Now imagine just the sight which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We woke up this morning, we were able to see. What a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is. And what price tag are we going to put on the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah? So in order to cause us to contemplate, to realize to bring into our minds, bring into our focus, how blessed we are and how fortunate we are. How many places in the Quran Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, alladhi khalaqaka fasawaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. That, oh insan, oh my banda, what has put you into a deception about your Rabb who is generous? He has created you, fashioned you, perfected you. Look at the shape and form in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. Is this not the ni'mat and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you? قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Tell them, it is Allah who created them. It is Allah that gave them the sight. It is Allah that gave them the hearing. It is Allah that gave them a mind and a heart. قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. How few of them they are that make the shukr of Allah, that are grateful to Allah. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a wa ja'ala lakum as-sam'a wal absara wal af'idata la'allakum tashkurun. Elsewhere Allah says, it is Allah that took you out of the womb of your mothers. Imagine when those happy, elated parents get the news, they realize that the wife is pregnant, how they anticipate, how they look forward to the day that the child is going to be born. And how is the anxiousness, the concern, the worry that the child must not be born with any defect? We hear, so just the other day someone said, there was a child born, one eye, the tears are not coming out. Just imagine, such a, looks like an insignificant thing. Ask the doctors what the ramifications are if from one eye the tears, the tear glands are not producing tears. Just the ability to cry or the tears to come out, what a great ni'mat of Allah. And how important and how essential it is for a person to be able to see properly. And so many other ni'mats and bounties, so many other biological functions are linked and attached to just that one small thing. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. It is Allah that has taken you out of the womb of your mothers. And what Allah says, and Allah, it is Allah that gave you the sight, Allah gave you the hearing, Allah gave you the heart and the mind. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Elsewhere Allah ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانَ وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. Allah says, have we not given you two eyes? Have we not given you the lips? Have we not given you this tongue? Are you not able to speak? How many of our favors and bounties there are? One of our awliya ikram, Fadl Rahmatullah Ali, one night he was reading this verse of the Quran, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn. Allah says, did we not give you two eyes? Did we not give you a tongue? Did we not give you the lips? Did we not bless you with these favors? He read this verse of the Quran and he started crying the entire night. So someone asked him that, why did you cry? Why did these verses affect you like that? What was his response? He says, هَلْ بِتَّ لَيْلَةً شَاكِرًا لِلَّهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكَ عَيْنَيْنِ يُبْصِرُ بِهِمَا هَلْ بِتَّ لَيْلَةً شَاكِرًا لِلَّهِ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَكَ لِسَانًا تَنْتِقُ بِهِ. He said, did you spend this night? Did you spend this night making the shukr of your Allah that He gave you two eyes by which you were able to see? Did you spend this night acknowledging the favor of Allah? Shakiran lillah. Did you thank your Allah? Did you show your appreciation to Allah that He gave you a tongue by which you are able to speak? Look at the dumb people. Look at the blind people. Look at those that have been deprived of these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. How much shukr do you show? How grateful you are? And like this, he enumerated the various limbs of the body and the favors of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that are linked to them. Yunus bin Ubaid, Rahimullah, says, أَنَّ رَجُلًا شَكَى إِلَيْهِ ضِيقَ حَالِهِ. One person came to him and started complaining, I am poor, I got this problem, I got that problem. So he said to him, أَيَسُرُّكَ أَنَّ لَكَ بِبَصَرِكَ مِيَةَ أَلْفِ دِرْهَمْ. He said, I've got a proposition for you. You say you are poor. You say you are disadvantaged. You say you got this problem, that problem. These eyes that you have, if I offer you 100,000 dirhams, if I offer you 100,000 dirhams in exchange for your eyesight, are you prepared to do the deal with me? Those hands which you have, if I offer you 100,000 dirhams for your hands, are you prepared to hand it over to me? The feet that you have, you're able to walk. If I offer you paralysis in exchange for 100,000 dirhams, will you pay me? Will you accept this transaction? And like this limb for limb of the body, he said, look at what price tag are you going to put on the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah has blessed you with. Can you possibly pay this back? How much have you acknowledged of the ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala who says, every day, kulla yawmin tatlu'u fihi shams. Every day when you get up in the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on every joint of the body, there is a sadaqah, there is a charity that you have to pay back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah is merciful, Allah is kind. So what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Establish justice between two brothers. Two brothers that are fighting. Two brothers that are fighting have stopped talking to each other. Normally, because what is behind is some dunya. Go and try and patch up between the two of them. Establish unity. Let them forgive one another. That act in itself is sadaqah and charity. Inshallah, we'll continue.